This entire talk is inspired by a singer remark by a former co-worker of mine who just casually dropped the line that Yama was so simple that nobody could ever attain mastership in it. So our question towards the audience, also slight audience participation, sorry, who would tend to agree? That is almost nobody. That's a shame because you would be in good company. This is in the gold section of every spec of YAML. There it is. So let's get a bit into detail. At the very core, YAML exists to provide printable text presentation of structured data. And in that regard, it is a rival to things like JSON, XML, and other formats. It's been around for quite a while. We're almost looking into 20 years of YAML now. It is somewhat interwoven with JSON since version 1.2. Actually, all of JSON is also valid YAML. That is introducing an interesting relation because now since, I think, 2018, JSON is a strict subset of JavaScript. Thus, there's an intersection of YAML and JavaScript now that is precisely JSON. Let's not get into the argument if that's good or not. It's a thing. If you write a lot of YAML, all of the examples, well, most of the real-life specimens, if you will, they will let you to believe that there are no real types in YAML. Actually, the opposite is true. YAML is heavily typed. Almost everything in a YAML document has a type. Here's a selection. They're nothing surprising. All the types you see here, they are also present in JSON, and that's also inspiring an interesting question. Let's say you have a YAML document. Could you just change the syntax to JSON and have a valid presentation? Would that work? No. Oh, look. You're too good. Well, I see I attracted the wrong audience because, that doesn't work. Actually, it falls apart with the map type. The map type in YAML is really, really wide. It does allow for such things as composite keys to its entries. If you're really interested, they're introduced by, what's the token? Question mark space. So that's a thing. There are not so basic types. OMAP is an ordered map. The regular mapping is not ordered. SAT is somewhat special. There's not a complete list, by the way. There's a way to have YAML inside YAML. That's nice. Then there's a type specifically for binary data. This one is really, really useful, provided it actually works. Really, try it. The problem really is in JSON, XML, also in YAML, is you can't have certain byte marks. So the first 16, I believe, character points, they are off limits. They are controlled signals. They can't be part of the stream. With this type, you can just base64 everything, and once your YAML is being passed, that is being expanded into the raw binary. Pretty neat, eh? First example. This is not minimal YAML, but it does help to illustrate a few points. I suppose a lot of you got a lot to do with, say, OpenShift, Kubernetes, and the like. You've seen the three hyphens a lot, haven't you? Okay. Who knows what that does? Come again?
Beginning of the document?
Not quite, no. No, it's not the beginning of the document. What this is a document separator. So what you see here is not actually a YAML document, it's a YAML stream. YAML is meant to be streamed. Well, possibly. Don't do that unless you have a solid message framing, because truncated YAML tends also to be earlier to YAML. So think twice before you do that. Thing is, most of the tools that you have with YAML will assume there's only one document ever. You need to do some convincing to get all the documents out of a stream. By the way, do you know what happens if you omit those three hyphens? You do? Okay, pretty much everything you see here, if it's missing, it's implied. Also, great, eh? Say for the version number, that's also a bit of a homework for you. There's a chance this is going to break your tools because they do not understand version 1.2. The majority of the tools are still stuck at 1.1. Let's get into types a bit. This is something you see quite common. What do we have here? It's a mapping with a single entry which shares the key variables. Inside is another mapping for the key app version, and we've got something in it. Now, there's no indication to what data type that is. It's an integer, right? You agree?
Depends on your schema.
It depends on... That's a good point. It depends on your schema. We're not quite there yet. But this is foremost pure YAML. So this is an integer, we agree, for the time being. This is a float, right? This is a string, and this is still a string. You may have noticed I omitted a few things. What's 3 point?
Depends on your schema.
No.
Yes, it does.
Regex says, the regular expression for float says 3 point is a float. What is 0.1 then? It's also float. So if you want to make sure this is really always a string, you may be tempted to do something like this. Quota strings are a thing, also in YAML. Big surprise. Single quoted also. So the professional may do something like this. This is a tag. The two exclamation marks means it's a global tag. So there's global meaning. Oh, I'm running out of time. It's a string, have my word for it. The true professional who lost the plot may do something like this. Tags are identified by URNs, and also there's a namespacing mechanism in YAML. That's the part where you go, yay, namespaces. So advanced features, this is something you do not commonly see. Most users of YAML are probably unaware this exists, but you have some tools to reduce duplication, redundancy within your structures. One is anchors, okay, they're basically marker, and one are aliases that do invoke those anchors. Pretty nifty. Also, these do give way for an attack known as 1 billion laughs. So it's basically you can set an anchor to an array or list of aliases who themselves contain a lot of anchors. So this allows for a very compact presentation of a very complex data structure that quickly expands plentyfold. So if you happen to, I'm really running out of time, if you happen to consume YAML from untrusted sources, this is something you should know. Merge key operator, this is another really nifty tool. It's only valid in 1.1 of YAML. It got immediately deprecated in 1.2. And also it's a data type. It's there to basically merge mappings into other mappings. Great stuff. So, Tales from the Trenches, these are examples that really happened. Do you see, I should explain this. This is part of a GitLab setup as a script. This is expected to be a sequence of strings to be executed on the shell. That's not what it is. Who sees the issue? No? Oh, very good, yes. That's not a string, it's a mapping. Because of the single pass design of YAML, the algorithm is very, very greedy. So it sees that colon there and says, oh, great, this is a mapping. And completely ignores the quotations. So how do you fix this? There's a bunch of ways. Yes, I think the third one is my favorite. The fourth is really unsafe because, once again, raw binary data. Perhaps I know that. This is another favorite. Again, GitLab CI, we have a mapping. We try to set some variables for GitLab to expand. What is the content of bar? I must remind you, mappings don't have order. Oh, who knows?
I thought the answer was bars.
No. It's going to be empty. It's going to be empty. The thing is, the mapping doesn't have an order. The YAML implementation in GitLab has other ideas, so it takes that mapping and applies an order on it. So bar goes top because lexicographic order. And then there's a sing around of interpolations. And foo at that point is empty as a variable. So how do you fix that? Either way out is you rename your variables or this. Thank you. Oh, this never happened to me, but it's been too good to pass. What do we have here? What does languages contain? It's a sequence of?
Depends on your schema.
We will need to drink. it's one string and one Boolean. Because no, which is supposed to present Norwegian here, is accepted as a Boolean. So you need to tag that or quote it, however you wish. So, my observations. Because of the edge cases of the hidden complexity, there's a huge disparity in features that various tools actually support. They also show different behavior. It's one hot mess. I can't put it in other words. Also, if you're writing YAML, it is admittedly really a pleasure. It's easy to type, but you can never let your guard down. YAML would try to do a lot of legwork for you, being very accommodating in sometimes the worst way possible. Some proposals on F, you should, because with the versions of YAML really do different behavior, you should start to tag your streams accordingly. You should see that the tools you use for consuming YAML are properly configured. There are things like language-specific extensions, so part of your YAML streams could be evaluated in the process, read, executed, and that's a bit scary. As most of YAML is relatively simple, the complexity is mostly because it's deeply nested and it can't properly edited. Strict YAML may be a solution. It's a strict subset of YAML with a lot of the ambiguity removed. Way safer, way easier. Tooling support is so-so. So I teased a question with this talk. The question could be, YAML is exactly then the answer if all you wanted was JSON with comments. There are some other niceties as well, but That's pretty much it. So this concludes my talk. Thank you very much. You've been terrific.
Is there any questions?
Please repeat the questions.
We've got 4 seconds.
Is Jason any better?
There you have it. It depends what your use case is, really.
Repeat the question, please.
Oh, yes. The question was Jason any better? So, yes. Thank you very much again.